Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to the Gospel according to Luke in chapter 12, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you for your Word, which is rich and true. We do ask that you would encourage our hearts with it and build us up, that we might be faithful until your coming, the coming of Jesus Christ. In whose name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 12, picking up at verse 35. Stay dressed for action, and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service, and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch, or in the third, and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Well, we've been looking at a section of teaching of Jesus where he's directing the gaze of the disciples towards their Father in heaven. And so last time we saw Jesus saying those very well-known words, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And we've been talking a lot about the fact that as disciples, as Christians, we need to learn to take our eyes off the world and start to raise them up to heaven. And when we set our eyes upon things above, it enables us to live faithfully for God here and now. And that theme, that topic, continues into this section. Jesus exhorts his disciples again to live faithfully today. You see, one of the major problems for us today and for the disciples then is that our eyes and our focus and our heart and our attention are so full of the world that we fail to live faithfully today. What I mean by that is because our focus and attention is drawn to the present day, we fail to live for the future. Now, that might sound a little bit odd to you, because a couple of devotions ago, I talked about the fact that we can live today without anxiety for tomorrow. But that doesn't mean that we don't live for the future. And the future we're thinking of is the return of Christ. So, Jesus in this section turns the focus of the disciples to the day when he will return, when the Son of Man will return. And that future vision of glory should motivate immense faithfulness today. And so Jesus tells that little parable. He says, "Be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning." What's the picture? Well, the picture's clear from the text, isn't it? We want to be like men standing at the door, absolutely ready for Jesus to return. So he says, "Blessed are those whose servants whom the master finds awake when he comes." It's a stunning picture, isn't it? It's a picture of faithfulness. You must be ready in verse 40. "For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." We do not know when Jesus will return, but we must be ready for his return. You know, it strikes me how much people love to speak and debate and argue about the millennium. Is it premillennialism? Is it postmillennialism? Is it amillennialism? Is there a tribulation? Is there a rapture? What is the 1,000 years? And it's all very important theologically. But you know the thing I'm far more interested in? It's not what your millennial position is. What I'm far more interested is in what your millennial position produces. You could be a pre-mill, post-mill, or amill, but if it produces nothing, I care nothing for it. You can be a pre-mill, post-mill, and amill, and if it produces something tangible, and if it produces faithfulness, then I'm glad. And I think that's what our attitude needs to be. We need to spend far less time arguing about our views of eschatology. And don't get me wrong, I love theological conversation about eschatology. But we need to spend far more effort, far more striving, far more focus upon what our eschatology ought to produce. And in this section, it's faithfulness to the very end. Why? Because if we're not faithful to the very end, the master might come home and he might not find us being faithful. Don't you want to be like this blessed servant whom the master comes home and finds us awake and who he himself dresses as a servant and serves us? Can you imagine that? I mean, that's a striking thought, isn't it? That Christ would return and serve us because of our faithfulness. Like that to me, my mind can't comprehend that. My mind can't compute that. But Jesus says, "Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he..." Now Jesus is speaking about himself here. "He will dress himself for service and have them recline at the table. And he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants." So let me ask you, are you producing fruit that's in keeping with this? Are you staying dressed for action? Are you keeping your lamps burning? Are you acting like a man waiting for his master's return? Or are you living for this world? Which is it? Let's pray. Father in heaven, you have called us to be awake and to await the return of our master. Would you help us to do so? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.